the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter!
I don't give a screw.
Oh my God, it's good to be back. How have you been?
I don't know.
I hope you've been well. Living in your parents' basement just like I do. There is so much to get into today. I don't know where to begin. So much to get into in this wonderful month of January. It's pounding down snow here in Minnesota. We got a 6 inches bigger than my penis.
I am sure.
6 inches of snow. Can you imagine? I bet you couldn't if you were in California or Florida or down south in the uneducated states where the literacy level is low. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Guess who's here in studio tonight?
Hi, y'all.
Veronica is here. Well, then again, you're always here, aren't you?
More often than not, yes.
Yes, more often than not. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we got an extra special challenge. Because Veronica lost a bet to me last year with her precious Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't beat the New England Patriots, and she lost a bet to me. Veronica hates drinking any kind of soda. Yes?
Yes.
So the bet was, if you lost, if your Kansas City Chiefs lost,
I had to do Coke.
You had to do Coke. Mm-hmm. And not only did you have to do Coke, you had to do it right here on Wisecrackin' with Winter, and you have to do it on Facebook Live for a world to watch. You, Miss Unsweetened Iced Tea, Miss No Sugar for Me, no thank you. I'm not drinking the devil's powder, but you'll be drinking it today.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm so excited.
You ought to be excited. How excited are you? I don't need to check the chair, do I?
No.
You are excited.
I'm downing a couple glasses of wine first just to...
What are you drinking over there tonight?
I am drinking something a friend gave me. It's some Stella Rosa Black.
What year?
It's probably 2020.
2021? That was a good year.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. It's 2020.
I know. Exactly.
Mm. That Coke is icy cold.
Great.
And it's sitting in my fridge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to get to that.
I can't
wait. I guarantee you.
I know. I know. I have a feeling there's no way out of it.
How's 2020 been treating you so far?
So far, so good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I mean, your basement is nice and cozy. It's keeping me out of the storm.
I still got the Christmas tree up.
You do.
I do.
And the lights are still on.
Oh, Christmas tree! Oh, Christmas tree! I won't take you down because I'm too fucking lazy. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Too loud? You got to turn your headphones down a
little
bit?
Yeah, or you could turn your singing voice down
a little bit. Oh, no, I can't turn it down today.
Yeah.
It is joyous.
You're so excited.
I do, because I have some new podcasts to talk about today.
You do?
In a partnership, in an unofficial network.
That is so exciting.
Of exciting.
Uh-huh.
Captivating, extremely talented podcasters all coming together to promote each other.
Well, that's exciting.
It is. I mean, you know what's super unexciting? I was thinking about signing up on Google for Google to advertise the show. And I did the numbers on that. It would have cost me about $200 a month to advertise with Google.
You told me you don't have that much.
No.
I know, because you could pay me that.
I could, but I'm not.
I know.
So I'm not going to give Google $200 of my hard-earned money
mm-hmm.
to promote a show that generates 0.0 income.
Right.
So I would be in the red. Right now the show's in the black because I own all the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I podcast out of my dad's basement. So all the electricity is free. So the show is in the black.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I pay you with pocket change. You know the change you get at the gas station where it says, have a penny, leave a penny. Well, I take all the pennies every time I go to a gas station and I pay Veronica with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited.
It's American currency. It all spends the same here in America.
Hold on. I need more wine. Oh. Well, that bottle's done.
So much for that bottle. How are you feeling? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah? You're looking good.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're full of it.
So Google was $200 a month.
Yeah, we can't afford that.
So instead of doing that, I reached out to my good buddies on Facebook and Twitter, and I found shows to talk about. One of the shows is Maybe I Do or Maybe I Don't. Which is what I think more guys should say before they get married.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe I do or maybe I don't, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the name of his show.
What's it about?
It's about politics. I think he talks a lot of politics.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. That's definitely worth a listen.
Mm-hmm. It's on Apple. It's on everything else, just like mine.
Right.
He gave me an ad to run.
Well, perfect. We'll have to run that here.
Should I just run it? Because I'm already talking about it. The guy's name is Hunter Regan.
Hunter Regan.
Or Hunter Reagan.
Oh.
Like Ronald Reagan.
Ooh, he was a great man.
He was a guy with Alzheimer's running the country. Yeah. What he was.
Well, Nancy was great.
Nancy was a great president.
Yes.
I could say that.
Well, good. Let's hear Maybe I Do, Maybe I Don't. Well,
maybe you'll hear it or maybe you won't because there's another show too called the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast.
Ooh. Let me guess. He's from Pennsylvania?
I'm guessing. I'm guessing he's from Pittsburgh.
He might be.
And it's a nerd podcast.
Like Star Wars and Legos or what?
I don't know. Listen, I'm going to read the show description here.
All right.
Listen.
I'm listening.
As host Sean and Ian talk about all things pop culture.
Oh.
Member of the Tangent Bound Network. Never heard of the Tangent Bound Network. And We Be Geeks Network.
Hmm.
Never heard of that one. It's not up there with NBC and CBS and ABC and TNT.
Well, neither are you.
And, you know, no, I'm not.
Tell me more. I'm interested.
And the Weeby Geeks Network and Danger Entertainment. So he's in two networks and Danger Entertainment.
Hmm.
On his latest show of the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast, they discussed the passing of Neil Peart, drummer of Rush.
Yes.
Have you heard of Rush, Veronica?
I have heard of Rush.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Rush song? Prove it. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah? Tell me more about this guy. This is about him and not me.
So he talks about the passing of Neil Peart and what Rush meant to us.
As
Sean
him.
And Ian.
Yeah.
No, Sean and Ian.
Right.
You know, what it meant to them. Here's big news. I'm surprised you haven't brought this up to me. Because this is something right up my fucking alley. Gwyneth Paltrow. She has a website. I think it's called Boop.
Oh.
Or Boop.
Are you talking about her candle?
Yes. Yes, we are talking.
That is disgusting.
Yes, I want it. Gwyneth Paltrow has a new candle fragrance, and it's supposed to smell like her vagina.
I'm disgusted.
I want it.
No.
Why can't I have it?
Because I said so. That is gross. That is, like, why? Why would you even sell that?
I don't know.
Finish the ad.
Because people like me would buy it and make you smell it.
No.
I'd let it here in the studio.
No.
You wouldn't want to do a show smelling Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina? Why not? What if it's flowery? What if it's really flowery?
And she's using way too much Summer's Eve.
What if it's not musky at all?
Can
you know?
Okay,
Gwyneth Paltrow has a new candle fragrance, and we discuss the trailers for New Mutants and Birds of Prey.
Like raptors and...
No, these are movies.
Oh, okay.
And that's on... It's plus so much more, too. That's the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast. Okay?
Pittsburgh Nerd. I'll remember
Couldn't be
that
too
one.
Hard to find.
No.
Right?
Right.
Let me get to this other show. They actually sent me an ad.
Well, that's awesome.
Of the Maybe I Do, Maybe I Don't podcast hosted by, you know, your good friend Hunter Reagan. Or Regan. I think it's Reagan.
Let's just call him Hunter.
R-E-A-G.
Shouldn't we just be first name basis? His name's Hunter.
Hunter. We'll just say Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's a nice manly name.
It is a manly name. Mm-hmm. Thanks for filling while I look for it.
Yeah, I'm trying. I mean, I could just sit here and sip another.
Why don't you refill that glass of wine? And let's listen to what's going on with this Maybe I Do, Maybe I Don't.
All right, I'm excited. Okay. I hope it's better than yours.
Most everything is.
I know.
This is Hunter Reagan of the Maybe I Do, Maybe I Don't podcast. There's lots of things being said about me by my rivals out there. I'm here to clear the air. Maybe it's true. Maybe I did leave Jennifer Love Hewitt standing at the altar in 2000. Maybe it's true and I did study under Vladimir Putin in Russia for 5 years. And maybe it's true that my conversations and my opinions are as useless as a first grader on the playground. But find out for yourself by listening to the Maybe I Do, Maybe I Don't podcast. We're available wherever you go to get your podcasting in.
Well, maybe you do and maybe you don't.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But it's interesting.
It is. I'll have to listen to it.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Maybe you don't.
By Hunter... I want to say it's Reagan.
Let's just call him Hunter.
Okay.
Rather than just screwing up his name.
So no Gwyneth Paltrow
vagina
candle.
No, you're really good at offending people who advertise with us.
Right.
Let's try not to do that
Tell the story about the coffee company that wanted to advertise with me.
Oh.
I like it better when you tell it.
Yeah, because I'm so ashamed.
No, because you're a really good storyteller.
Oh. So Mr. Winter likes to forward on some really raunchy videos that he gets from his friends, and he forwarded one, and it was exceptionally horrible.
What was it?
I don't remember which one it was. I think it was the woman who was pounding a guy's dick with a hammer.
Pounding his testicles with a hammer.
Okay, well, close enough. It was in that range, and it was horrible. It was absolutely disgusting. And why you continue to send these to me, I don't know.
Because you like it.
I think it's because you want me to know that you're a sexual deviant.
Ah.
But
no.
Not that I care. I mean, keep it to yourself. Anyway, unfortunately, Mr. Winter sent it to somebody that he shouldn't have. He sent it to one of our advertisers. And then he was like, I didn't know if I was going to tell you or not. But yes, he did. And the guy sent a message back saying, you know, enjoy the free coffee. Please don't advertise for us on your podcast.
I can't understand why I didn't like it.
Yeah, me either.
Everybody gets these. Every guy gets those. Every guy has a friend that has these little videos that you get on Messenger of different sexual deviant acts.
So here's what I want. I want anybody who does not forward those on to send a message to Mr. Winter, put my name in the subject line because I want to find out who does not. I'd like to know. I would honestly like to know. Leave your phone number too because I might want to give you a call.
What do you honestly think of them when you get them?
I can't do anything but shake my head.
Is it a nice little break in the day?
No. No, because usually I'm, you know, like at my other job.
At the A job.
Yes. And the A job, that is not appropriate at my A job.
It's not safe for work.
It is not safe for work at my work. There is no doubt.
NSW.
Right. But sometimes you send me messages about the show or about what cleaning or cooking I have to do once I get back to your basement.
Right.
So I never know. When I open it up and here is this video.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the worst one you've ever seen?
I don't even know at this point.
Was it the one with the prolapsed anus?
I don't think you sent me that one.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Then I didn't watch it.
There's these guys. And Howard Stern, who I'm a big fan of, did like an entire 3-hour episode on this. Guys that are really into fisting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Homosexual guys.
I just took a drink. That didn't work so well.
That are really into fisting. And the video that I got was of a guy being fisted and then his anus prolapsing.
My mother listens to this.
Hi, don't ever watch this video. Cause I'll never send it to you. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
But yet you forward it on to everyone else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's that. I don't know.
Was 2 or 3 minutes of my life that I can't ever get back.
And so you just wanted to do that to everyone else.
Right.
Also.
But I listened to it, you know, a 3-hour long episode of the Howard Stern Show where they were talking about this. And Howard Stern has been on for 35, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
He himself, the king of all media, said, "This is the worst episode I've ever done."
So why did you listen to it?
Because it's great. It's Howard Stern.
I know, but if...
He's my hero. You know that.
But if you were disgusted, why not just turn it off?
I couldn't. You can't. It's like driving by a car accident. You know, you don't want to look, but you look. Everybody looks.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's Gawker slowdowns. Because everybody looks. You want to know. You want to know what happened to that woman in the car that's laying out.
How do you know it's a woman?
I'm just...
That's a whole nother conversation.
Well, you want to know what happened to the person that died in that car, right?
How do you know they died?
Let's say the dead body's laying out there.
Oh, I bet they'd cover it up.
You don't want to look, but you look.
Yeah.
Right? You always look.
Mm.
You want to know how they died.
Do
you want to know what's going on. So that's why you can't turn off that particular episode of the Stern Show.
Hmm.
Because, yeah, it's horrible. But you want to know why these men want to be fisted like that and have their anuses fall out. You want to know why. You know? Why is that fun?
I think we've
God, we could spend the whole episode on this. Let's do that.
No, let's not. Nobody else wants to hear about it. You just like saying that word.
What do you want to hear about? You're the newswoman. What are we talking about?
Well, we have all sorts of things to talk about today.
We do?
Yes. We. Are you cheerleading?
I'm giving you the sign for break.
Oh.
So say what you're going to talk about, then I'm going to hit pause.
You are?
Yes, because I have to go pee.
Oh, my God.
So what are you going to talk about?
We are going to talk about a couple of baseball stories.
Oh, okay.
You and I are going to discuss city folk versus country folk.
Driving, yes.
Just in general.
And?
And I'm going to do coke.
You are going to do coke.
Hey, it's Woody. I'm on the single scene, the single scene, the single scene. I'm a groovy cat. I'm where it's at. The single scene, the single scene.
Guys. Leave your condom in your wallet so there's a ring showing. When you pay at the end of the night, your date will see it and she'll know you're ready to party.
Hey, it's Woody. I'm on the single scene, the single scene, the single scene. I'm a groovy cat. I'm where it's at. The single scene, the single scene.
So, baseball, what's going on?
All right. Well, our first article is about those wonderful Astros. They were caught sign stealing.
Sign stealing has been going on in baseball ever since baseball was created by Abner Doubleday in 1974.
Well, they got caught, which is the difference.
Everybody gets caught.
Yeah. Well, they got one of the heaviest penalties in history. Yeah. Yeah.
How were they doing it? How were they stealing the signs?
Well, so I'm going to tell you here. They were handed down a punishment Monday for sign stealing and cheating tactics employed by the team during 2017 World Series.
I love that World Series. They're playing the Dodgers, right?
I don't know. Were they?
Yes.
Okay, good. As a result, the team fired general manager, right, and the manager, and they're now looking to rebuild their baseball operation.
Why would they fire the coach and the general manager for sign stealing?
Because they were probably the ones that okayed doing it.
But every team tries to do it.
Oh, well, I don't know. They don't want people to do it, obviously.
Why wouldn't you steal the signs? I mean, because then your batter knows what the hell's coming.
Well, right.
And they're throwing the ball over 100 miles an hour on a fast pitch, and then you got the 70 to 80 mile an hour changeup. Then you got the sliders, right? If you know what's coming, it makes it so much easier to hit. Why would you not steal the signs, and why would you fire the coach and the GM for doing it? I'd promote them. I'd give them both a raise for figuring out how to steal signs and then getting it to the batters. Because the Astros won the World Series that year.
They did. By cheating.
But everybody does it. Yeah. Like the New England Patriots, my second favorite team. Mm. There's nothing wrong with cheating to win.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
No. No. If you're going to cheat. No. Well, no. Why would you cheat? Cheating isn't winning. Cheating is cheating.
The signs are right there.
So you're telling me you're a cheater?
No. I'm telling you, if I managed a baseball team and I figured out. No, I'm rephrase. If I owned the Minnesota Twins, that's where I live, Minneapolis, and my coach figured out how to steal.
Sorry.
Not great wine?
No.
What are we drinking?
Well, so we just took a little break and I opened up the second bottle.
And what is it?
This is also a Stella Rosa, and it's Stella Rosa Platinum, and I do not recommend it.
What year? Like 1984?
I don't know. I doubt it.
2021?
So a friend of mine gave 2030? Me a couple of bottles. My son was recently in the hospital, so I got a couple of bottles, and this one tastes like it has an aftertaste of like powdered sugar.
Yum.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Pound it down.
I'm going to drink it anyway to get through this.
Anyway, if I own the Minnesota Twins and my coaches figured out how to steal signs, I'd give them both raises.
Okay.
Good job, I'd say. Good job. I'd slap them on the back with one hand and I'd slip a $100 bill in their pocket with the other. Good job. Anyway, the story.
Yeah, that's all that really is to say about it. They got caught stealing.
How did they do it?
I don't know. Because I got out of that. Because I was listening to you rant about what a thief you are. It says something about a banging scheme. I bet you know all about those. It says the Astros during the 2018 season relocated their video replay room directly behind their dugout. Here, they were able to institute a banging scheme, which involved hitting trash cans either manually or with massage guns to relay information. One bang represented an off-speed pitch, while two indicated a fastball.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Astros players did not attempt to hide what they were doing during the 2017 season, but knew it was against the rules. So they weren't very smart about it.
But it paid off.
One incident describes a sense of panic sweeping over players when they believed White Sox pitcher Danny Farquhar was onto the sign-stealing scheme, allegedly noticing players banging on trash cans in a dugout. At this point, players removed a monitor in the hallway used to track signs and placed it in an office in case the investigation took place. A portable monitor was set up on a table for the postseason.
Astros are my new second favorite team.
Yeah, that's enough about that.
How'd they get caught? Didn't somebody snitch on them?
I have no idea. I mean, somebody should have snitched on them.
No way. Why?
Wait, because it's stupid. Why cheat? Why not win by being the best team? Not win by being a bunch of
they
cheaters.
They are the best team they all around.
Why? Because they knew how to cheat better than anyone
else? They knew
how
to cheat better. They knew how to get the best pitching, best hitting, best everything.
But we won't ever know that because they were cheating.
Sort of. But you still have to hit it, right? You can know what's coming.
Right, but nobody else knew what was coming.
The catcher knew.
God. Should we go on to the next article?
I've heard arguments about people saying that maybe you should just get rid of signs. No signs. The pitcher just throws. That would kill somebody.
That would, the pitcher, the catcher needs to know what's
he
being
thrown. He has to know what's coming so he can set up for it.
That's right.
Because the ball is coming between fast. 90 and 100 miles an hour.
My dad was a catcher. Believe me.
That was he?
Oh,
shit. You never told me that.
That my dad was a catcher?
No, I didn't know.
Not the kind of catcher you like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Caught baseball. For minor league.
He did.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if he was here, what would he say about this?
He would say, goddamn cheaters.
He would?
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't say, hey, we tried to steal signs too.
I don't think he would.
They all do. I played baseball too.
For high school. Or right. Junior high.
There was, no, I played in high school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Varsity level baseball in high school, and we still tried to steal signs there.
Yeah, because you're a cheater.
Because that's part of the game.
So our next article.
Okay.
And let's see how you can turn this one.
All right.
Yes. So a new first for Major League Baseball. The Giants hired a female coach.
Why?
Why not?
Because she never played.
How do you know that?
Softball doesn't count.
Oh, that's what you play now. Right?
Yeah.
San Francisco Giants made a historic hire on Thursday, adding former Sacramento State softball star, her name is Alyssa, to the Major League coaching staff. Well, women have begun serving on coaching staffs in the NFL and
serving
NBA.
Coaching staffs or serving on?
On. I said serving on.
Oh, I thought you meant like serving, like bringing them spit cups and sunflower seeds.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Did they tell her that there's no crying allowed?
Yeah, well, she's believed to be the first woman named to a big league coaching staff. She's 29. She's considered to be one of the best softball players for Sacramento State. She was a 3-time all-conference player, played first, and also excelled in the classroom. So she's smart. In her senior year in 2012, she was named the Scholar Athlete of the Year in her conference. She wants to wait to do interviews until she's settled into her job, but her boss, the Giants manager, do you know who the Giants manager is?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's too bad. He said by phone.
That's your job to tell me who
that is.
His
name is Gabe.
Gabe. Good old
Kapler.
Gabe Kaplan?
Kapler or Kapler or one or the other. I mean, I thought you knew everything.
Gabe Kaplan played Cotter on Welcome Back, Cotter. Oh. Just so you know. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
You are so full of useless information. So anyway, she is now a coach. And that's pretty exciting. She earned a degree in psychology at Sacramento State while she was playing 164 consecutive games. Them.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. She's been working in the Giants front office, running health and wellness programs, including the Giants race series, whatever that is.
I think that's where they all have slot cars and they race them on a track.
Is that what they
before
do?
Games? Yeah.
Oh,
they
okay.
bet on it.
Right. Right. Okay. So anyway, that's a positive. That's a step in the right direction, right?
Why?
Why not?
She never played.
Okay, but maybe she is good at coaching.
We don't know that.
She played, well, we won't know until
she's good at playing softball.
And there isn't much difference between baseball and softball.
There's a huge difference.
The size of the balls, you know.
The size of the balls is everything.
Which is why you have so many problems. Right?
Right.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's your baseball news.
But it's
of the
a
day.
Different game.
Not really. You're hitting a smaller ball. That is the only difference. What else is different between baseball and softball?
In girls' softball, they wear skirts. In men's baseball, they wear pants.
Oh, Lord.
Don't they?
No.
I saw A League of Their Own. And
yeah, that was like in the what? early
40s?
Right.
They don't wear skirts?
They don't.
Oh.
No.
What do they wear?
They wear tight pants just like the guys
do. They wear tight pants?
They do.
Like the volleyball players wear?
No. No. You are sick and wrong, Mr. Winter. Sick and wrong. This is going nowhere. You realize that, right?
I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding. These are jokes.
Really?
It's a comedy show.
Oh.
What am I going to say? What am I going to burn my bra? I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that there's a woman servicing a Major League Baseball team.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. That's what she's doing, right? Servicing the team.
Yeah. Is that what a girl's good for?
Well, servicing with stats.
Oh.
Stat service.
Right. Right.
I'm sure she's qualified, and I'm sure she'll do a good job.
Well, we'll see. Maybe she's qualified, and maybe she's not. But it is a step.
Would you be offended if you watched a Giants game this year?
Would I be offended if I watched a Giants game?
No, wait.
Oh.
You're
should
watching
it? Should I be quiet? Should I sit here nicely until you're done?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you're watching a Giants game.
Okay.
They're playing the Cubs on WGN.
Mm.
And there's a break in the game.
Is your dad letting us watch when there's a break?
No.
Okay.
So there's a break in the game, and she gets her first shot at being in front of the camera as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes out with a silver coffee set or service set,
and she serves
coffee.
Did I picture? Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think girls can play baseball.
I think they could, too.
I think there's a lot of women that can pitch.
Absolutely.
Not as hard as men, but, I mean, they can throw off-speed shit.
Right, but women play softball, so we pitch underhand.
Right. All the chauvinist jokes I was telling are jokes.
No, we know that this is a comedy podcast.
It's comedy.
But I can still be ashamed for you.
Yes. Well, I'm a big fan of the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
If guys can coach baseball, then me too. Then the girls can coach too. That's the Me Too movement, right?
Yeah, something like that.
No, I'm all for it. Good for her. I mean, she's totally qualified.
Well, and isn't there an NFL coach? I don't remember her name, but
there's one. I forget her name. She coaches
an offense.
Offense or defense, like assistant coordinator, something for the Giants or the Giants, the San Francisco 49ers.
So we've got all sorts of California
dreaming.
They're leading the way
on such a winter's day. Is California still on fire?
No, that's Australia now.
Now it's Australia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went over that on the last show with all the animals dying.
I didn't listen to it.
Charred.
Yeah.
Crumbled remains of...
I know.
Koala bears.
That's so sad.
It is sad.
It is really
Because
awful.
I had a koala bear in the 80s.
Like you did not have a koala bear in the 80s.
Like a stuffed one.
Oh.
And it burned up in a house fire.
It did not.
It did too.
Your house is still here.
There was another house.
This is the house that you have lived in forever.
I didn't live here for 20 years.
Oh, that's because you moved out.
You don't think it could have burned down and been built back up by the big G with his own hands?
I can absolutely tell that this house has not been built back up in 20 years.
Do you want to drink your Coke?
I
think you need to drink your Coke.
Yeah.
Coke time.
This is it.
This is it. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Is going to drink a Coca-Cola, and you're going to drink the whole thing.
And you're smart enough to not bet against my Chiefs this weekend.
Not this time. No. Mm-mm. No, I bet with your Chiefs.
Good.
I think the line is 9.
Last I saw it was 7.5, but it might change.
It dropped to 7.5? Well, I got 9.
That was a few days ago.
Well, 9 is shittier than 7.5.
Well, you should have waited.
Yeah, well. I bet the big G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're always betting the big G.
The line is 7.
Oh, it's gone down.
They're a 7-point favorite at home. Against your Tennessee Titans.
They're not mine. They're my Chiefs. diehard Chiefs.
So let's just say Kansas City wins. Mm-hmm. And let's just say the Niners beat the Shit Packers, right?
Yeah, probably. Well,
let's just say.
Go Green Bay.
So a Super Bowl prediction is in order.
Yes.
Who do you like?
Well, I got to go with the Chiefs because I have been cheering for the Chiefs since I was like 2. That's why. That's like if the Vikings ever go to the Super Bowl, which it'll probably never happen. But if they happen to.
Yeah.
You would cheer for them no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how I am with the Chiefs.
I'm with you.
And I would love to see it happen.
Well, let's. I'm with you.
Well, good.
I have the hiccups.
I hear that maybe you should slow down on the beer.
Well, I'm drinking Shell's Deer Brand.
I see that.
It's super good.
It's got to be better than my Platinum.
Stella Rose?
Yeah.
So let's take another break.
Anybody wants to sponsor us with wine, let me know. I'll try it out on the show and give you a plug.
Like Thunderbird or?
Anything at this point. Anything.
Okay. All right. It's Coke time. Ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
So it's time to drink a Coke.
It's time.
And I got rid of my hiccups.
That's good. I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you drank a full Coke?
I was 14. So, you know, a long time ago. A long time ago.
So make sure you look at the camera, too. And show them your Coke.
There's my Coke.
There's your Coke.
Yeah.
So you have not drank a Coke since you were the age of 14.
Yeah, maybe even before that.
What really annoys you about drinking Coke?
It's so sweet. It's so disgusting. It tastes like liquid sugar. I don't like the carbonation. Uh-huh. I don't like any of it. And this is a full-fledged 20-ounce Coca-Cola.
It looks delicious.
When we went to go get this today, I tried to get the diet. I tried to get the zero sugar.
I saw you trying, and I know. Shoved those aside and got you the real deal.
Uh-huh.
The drink here on the show.
I know.
To pay off the bet.
Last year.
And what was the bet?
The bet was that the Chiefs would win against the Patriots last year.
And it didn't work out, did it?
No. And we have put this off for a full year. And here we are.
So why don't you go ahead and open it up? Open up that Coke. Open her up. It looks good. Ugh. Now in Iowa, do you call Coke everything? Like a Pepsi is a Coke and
no.
A Dr. Pepper is a Coke?
No.
Everything's Coke?
No.
No?
No. We're not that far south.
Well, you got 3 people watching.
Oh.
On Facebook Live right now.
3 people. I'm so glad you don't have very many friends.
No. Only 400 and some.
I know.
And then combined with your 1,500, so that's...
Did you...
1,900...
You tagged me in this?
Of course I did.
I'm sorry.
So guys. Drink the Coke already. Drink up. Nice big long pull. Here it comes. Coca-Cola Classic right down the old gullet.
How do you people drink this? This is so gross.
How's that first taste?
Oh my gosh. It's horrible. How do people drink this stuff?
Easy.
No, it is like, I don't know. This is wretched.
Absolutely. Drink wretched. Some more Coke. A buddy of mine, Cameron, is watching right now. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. This is...
The second pull is always easier.
No, it hurts my tummy.
Why?
I don't know. It's so gross. Ugh.
Coke is it. The most refreshing taste in town. Coke is it.
So it hurts my throat.
Yeah, Coke hurts your throat.
It does.
Did you know if you put a nail into a Coke, it'll be gone within like a week? Like the acid will eat the nail up.
And you want me to drink this?
You have to. You made a bet.
I know.
I didn't lose a bet. I took the Patriots. I was smart, see?
Yeah.
I'm over here drinking a beer. Mm-hmm. You drink that Coke. A friend of mine on Facebook asked, laugh my ass off. Are you sure she's even American if she can't handle drinking a Coke?
Oh, I'm an Iowan, which is...
Iowegian.
No, I'm an Iowan. And my friends drink this shit, but I just don't want to. I don't
30
like it.
Years since you drinking a soda.
It has been 30 years since I've drank a soda.
How about another big poll for our... For America. Take a poll for America. Well, you're screwing the camera up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't watch.
You're going to have to hold it, I'm afraid.
It took forever to balance that right.
I know.
Mike Fueling is watching.
Hi, Mike.
Mike's watching you drink a Coke.
Great.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is there a news story you want to get into while you drink the Coke?
I'm not so sure. We could, while I'm doing something that I haven't done in 30-some years.
Yeah?
We can play Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever. Brought to you by who? Your friend, Paul Lambie, over at where?
Carpenter Realty.
Carpenter Realty. If you're looking to buy a home in Indianapolis, let's say that you're recently off Coke yourself. Not Coca-Cola, like cocaine. So you just got out of rehab and you don't have a pot to piss in. Or the best place for you, more than likely, is Indianapolis. And if you're moving to Indianapolis, go ahead and get yourself a ticket on a Greyhound bus, a one-way ticket. Head on over to Indianapolis. You're going to want to find my friend Paul Lambie. You're probably not going to be able to afford a computer. So head on over to the public library in the Circle City. Look up Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realty. You know him. Paul Lambie. He's over there at Carpenter Realty. And he will find you a home that you can try to start your life over as somebody that used to be addicted to cocaine and or Coca-Cola. How's that Coke going down, Tammy?
Oh, it hurts.
It hurts. Feel the burn. Like Bernie Sanders. Feel the burn.
Yeah, that's... Feels like what it would be like to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders has nothing to do with Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. No. But no. You're having a hard time with that.
Well, I got to hold it and do the show.
Just hold your hand. Hold it over there.
Oh, it would hurt.
Oh, Lord.
It would hurt worse than Coca-Cola going down your... Are you belching?
I am. And as we know, I don't do that very often. It doesn't usually come out.
Take another big drink. Then we'll play Never Have I Ever. Never have I ever drank in a Coke in 30 years. Pull it down. Mmm, that's good. It looks good.
Ugh. So
never
bad.
Have I ever drank a Coca-Cola.
Mmm. All right, so you get a point for each one of these that you have not done.
Correct. We're playing Never Have I Ever.
And this is one of those great ones that are on Facebook.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
So your first one is Never Have I Ever Broken a Bone.
I have not.
I have not either. Oh. I don't think a toe counts because I didn't have to have it cast.
No, toes don't count.
Okay. Never Have I Ever Skipped School.
Oh, I've skipped school plenty of times.
Yeah. Are we counting college? I don't think we should count college.
I skipped in college and high school and in grammar school.
I know. How did you skip in elementary school?
How? Well, you just don't go. And
dude,
then both my parents worked. So, you know, I skipped and then I would go to a friend's house or I'd have them over here.
In elementary school.
Right. How's that Coke? We drank all kinds of Cokes, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's miserable. I'm not even halfway through it yet.
Oh, there's so much more to go. But yeah, I cut school.
I never did.
Oh.
Well, never.
You couldn't. In a small town, you can't. You can't get away with anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Too many snitches in a small town, not like the big city.
All right, the next one while I take a drink of this is... Ugh. Never have I ever fired a gun.
I've fired guns. Never have I ever. Not like unsweetened iced tea, huh?
No, this is miserable.
Can I get an unsweetened iced tea?
Do I really have to drink this whole thing?
Yes. I've listened to you and the whole unsweetened iced tea thing for about a year and a half until I wanted to puke. We go out. I'll take a Coke. Let me get an unsweetened iced tea. And my kids will have an unsweetened iced tea. And everybody should have an unsweetened iced tea because it's unsweetened.
Yeah, and your point is?
Ugh. Drink your Coke.
Okay. Never have I ever been skydiving.
Never. Never done it.
Me either. Never have I ever ridden in a limo.
I've ridden in limos.
I'm sure.
With you. Yeah.
With me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas. Yeah. I've been in a few. Yeah. But yes. Las Vegas is one of them. Had braces.
Never had braces.
Me either.
Your teeth are that straight?
They are.
They're genetically that straight.
They are genetically
that straight. That's insane.
Why?
Because nature doesn't work that way. Nature doesn't make straight teeth.
Yeah, well, mine are straight.
Look at everybody in Great Britain. Everybody looks like they ate a rock sandwich.
My teeth are naturally this straight.
Huh.
That
seems made up to me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
You can ask my mom.
All right.
Never have I ever gotten a massage.
I've gotten plenty of massages.
We're talking about real ones and not ones with happy endings.
I'm not talking about happy ending, you know, like the Asian massage thing. I've gotten actual massages.
Hey, you people, how do you drink this? Because I am now honestly starting to feel sick.
Well, there's six people watching. If somebody wants to comment on Facebook Live on Wisecracking with Winter and tell me how they pound Coke, how you can't handle one Coke.
I don't know. It's horrible. All right. Never have I ever gotten a tattoo.
I have tattoos.
I do not.
Oh, Anne is watching.
Hi, Anne. Anne is our selfie girl.
Amy Genetto is watching, another friend of yours.
She is a friend of mine.
I bet they've all been waiting. I bet they're all sick of hearing about unsweetened iced tea. I want an unsweetened iced tea. While the rest of us peasants drink Coke. And now you'll join us.
This is a one and done thing.
Join us with
this
Coke.
One and done.
And Jody Warlock is watching. You know her from bowling. Her and
Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi, Jody. Hi. Never have I ever what?
So, gotten a tattoo. I have not.
Okay.
I have clean skin. Nothing on there.
You can be buried in a Jewish cemetery then. If you became Jewish.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
What? What's going on? Tell me what's going on.
I'm burping. It hurts.
It's all the delicious sugar and all the delicious carbonation in that Coke?
Yeah. Can I cut it down with this drink of wine real
no.
quick?
No. You'll be drinking the Coke straight.
Great. Never have I ever been swimming in the ocean.
I have been swimming in the ocean. I've never swung in the ocean.
That was a whole different conversation a few weeks ago.
Not a huge fan.
You can go back to that podcast. I think it was a couple times ago.
Then two shows ago, I did a show on swinging.
Well, it wasn't just on swinging.
Well, a segment on swinging.
Never have I ever dyed my hair.
I dye my hair because I'm 45. Hairs.
Yeah, because you have a few of them.
Yeah, I have a few left, and I do dye them down again.
And I dye my hair, but I don't have any gray yet. Or I've had a few, like three or four gray hairs.
Is dyeing your pubic hair like crazy? Do you think people dye their pubic hair like grown men?
No.
No?
No. I can't see that they would.
No. Take a pull of Coke.
This next one is kind of interesting. And you can talk about this while I take a pull of Coke.
Okay.
Never have I ever watched Star Wars.
I've seen every single Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Have I?
You've seen two of them.
Oh. Man, this is the worst thing I've ever done.
You saw two out of the three of the new ones.
Yes, and I've never seen any of the old ones.
And that's a damn shame. That's like child abuse.
Child abuse?
Yes.
Because I don't like Star Wars?
How could your parents not take you to Star Wars, for Pete's sake?
Because they probably didn't like it either.
Because there was no movie theater in Iowa.
Ugh,
we don't have the talkies here yet.
My parents very rarely took me to movies.
I could see going to a movie theater in Iowa. And there just being a piano player and no sound.
I really hope none of my friends in Iowa are watching right now.
Oh, let them watch. I don't care.
Because they'll come beat you up.
Okay. Never have I ever what?
Ridden a horse.
I've ridden a horse.
When?
On
the merry-go-round?
Not on a merry-go-round. I've... that Coke. It started to warm up, too.
Oh, I'm seriously starting to feel ill.
Really?
Yes.
Can you imagine what that's doing to your stomach right now?
I can feel what it's doing to my stomach right now.
It's eating your stomach lining up.
Well, maybe it'll...
Oh, maybe you shouldn't bet on the Chiefs. Ugh. Yes, I've ridden horses.
Okay.
I'm a cowboy like my buddy Jason Krause.
You are nothing.
I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
He's watching. Yeehaw.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Never have I ever given birth.
I have not given birth.
You have
I've had a lot of big shits like giving birth,
oh,
right?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ugh. Never have I ever sung karaoke.
Oh, I sing karaoke all
oh,
the time.
Excuse me.
Are you belching on the air?
I am.
We're recording this show.
I know. That's usually your job.
There are a bunch of sensitive people that watch Wisecracking or listen to Wisecracking yeah. with Winter who mm-hmm. don't need the belching.
I'm so sorry. Then let's just call this done.
It's not done. Well, see? Look how much is left.
Yep.
We are not done. Not by a long shot. Not by a country mile. Right, Jason? All right.
Never have I ever sang karaoke. I've listened to you and your shit show karaoke, and it's miserable.
It is not good.
Never have I ever gotten a ticket.
I've gotten many speeding tickets, many parking tickets. Never a DUI.
That's good.
No.
Scuba diving. Never have I ever gone scuba diving.
Me neither. Nope. I don't see the point.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to breathe underwater. What do you need to go down there for? To go look at what? There's no shipwreck.
Fish.
Fish?
Mm-hmm.
What's a fish? What are the fish busy doing?
Speaking of fish, never have I ever eaten sushi.
I have eaten sushi.
Okay. Been on a train.
Have you ever had any real stinky tuna?
Oh, my God. You're
like,
a pain in the
have
ass.
Have you ever had any stinky tuna? Like, you open the Starkist can.
No, I don't eat fish.
No fish.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
I've had tuna.
I don't drink Coke. I don't eat fish.
Well, you did not drink Coke.
Yeah.
Now you do drink Coke.
This is the last time I'll be drinking it for
oh,
another 30
that's a lot
years.
Of Coke, too.
I know.
That's not like a can.
I know.
That's a lot of Coke.
And I thought originally it was supposed to be a can.
Yeah. Well, no. No. If you're going to make a bet with me, it's going to be all the way. It should have been a 2 liter of Coke.
No.
If you ask me.
No. How in the heck would I drink that? I can't even drink this.
Okay. Never have I ever what?
Met someone famous.
I've met famous people.
Mm.
I've hung out with famous people. I met Courtney Love of Hole. That's probably the most famous person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a heroin junkie slut.
Wow. Well, that's very nice.
She was so gross.
Hmm.
Yeah, she was pretty gross.
Never have I ever been on TV.
I've been on TV.
I know. I've heard the horror stories.
Two public access TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Done the whole TV thing.
I know. Yeah, I've seen some of those videos. You want to go check out some crazy videos? Go search YouTube.
Yeah, it's if you want to watch old TV shows I've been on, it's Minnesota, so MN Twisted TV. MN Twisted TV. Look it up on YouTube. All right.
Two more. Been on a cruise.
Never been on a cruise. I've been on a booze cruise.
Well, that doesn't quite count.
In Milwaukee on the river.
In Milwaukee? I was on a cruise in Milwaukee.
Well, who hasn't? Milwaukee's so fun.
I've never been.
I've been on the Milwaukee River, whatever it's called, on a booze cruise with Paul Lambie.
From Carpenter Realty?
From Carpenter Realty, yeah. And Sarah Lambie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like Sarah.
Yeah.
And then we've got gotten anything pierced.
I've gotten pierced.
Oh, my God.
Did you just belch again?
I did.
We're trying to do a show.
I know. This
Could
is
you
horrible.
Act like a professional broadcaster and not belch on the show?
I would love to if you didn't make me drink this wretched cocaine stuff.
I didn't make you bet on the Chiefs. You did.
No, you're making me drink this.
Finish the Coke. Finish it. Finish it. Finish it. And there is a drank Coke, and a bet has been satisfied. Thank you very much for not welching on your bet.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a welch. Have some wine. Do you want to plug the wine? I mean, there's people watching. There's people listening.
No. No.
No.
And it doesn't go well with Coke. Not plugging the wine.
Is there another Never Have I Ever? Are we gotten through them all?
Been camping.
I've been camping.
All right. That's it.
You?
Yeah. Many, many times.
Have you ever seen a bear while you're camping?
I've never
seen a bear. I've never seen a bear while I'm camping.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Okay. Can we turn that off?
Do you want to turn Facebook Live off?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you. You look at the camera. See.
Bye.
Goodbye. That's a cool sign. That sign behind you, you bought that for me for Christmas.
I did. It changes colors.
It does change colors. All right. Well, thanks for watching, everybody.
Goodbye.
Tune in. Listen to the episode. That'll be up on Tuesday.
It will.
The entire episode of her and I chatting.
Yay.
Okay. Goodbye. All right. Okay. That's off.
All right. Great.
All right.
Ugh.
We've been on about an hour.
Good.
Do you want to just end the show? I think we've done enough, haven't we?
I think that I'm miserable.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Should we get to What Did I Learn?
Yes.
What Did I Learn? Brought to you by your friends over at Evolve Entertainment. Tell the people about Evolve Entertainment.
I can't right now. My stomach hurts too bad.
Evolve Entertainment is Minnesota's self-acclaimed number one entertainment go-to site. They're on Facebook. That's Evolve Entertainment. So if you need a DJ, a balloon twister, a magician, a masseuse, a caterer, an officiant for your ceremony, there's a one-stop shop.
Did you say photographer?
And a photographer. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
That is Evolve Entertainment on Facebook. Find them. Also, Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty in Indianapolis. If you're looking to buy a home, Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty, our good friend and my producer, will help you buy a home. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you okay?
I'm feeling really ill.
Are you feeling sick?
Yes, I am.
Ugh.
I know.
You poor thing. Well, what did I learn? I learned that you shouldn't make bets with me.
Ugh.
Because I will make you come through on that bet.
I know.
And you just drank that Coke. I'm so... I'm so proud of you. I can't stand it.
Ugh.
All that Coke. I've learned you should always follow through on a bet.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And I've learned that it's good. It's great that they hired a female coach in San Francisco. That's good for them. And I've learned also that the Astros cheated, and good for them for cheating.
Don't cheat, my friends. Never cheat. Cheaters never win.
Cheaters never win. Listen to the podcast that I mentioned a little earlier in the show, okay? And I love you, And I'll see you next Tuesday, okay, you fuck faces? Don't bet with me. All right, good night.
Goodbye.
And goodbye, suckers.